Chapter 13. The Confrontation. Catherine sat alone by the parlor fire for more than an hour. Her aunt seemed to her aggressive and foolish. She had an immense respect for her father, and she felt that to displease him was a horrible thing. But her plan was slowly taking form, and she had to go on with it. When the clock struck 11, and the house was in silence, Catherine slowly went to the door of the library. She knocked, and her father opened the door.
"What is the matter?"
asked the doctor.
"You're standing there like a ghost."
She went into the room, but it was some time before she began to speak. Her father went back to his writing desk, sat down, and began writing. His back was turned to her, and she heard the scratching of his pen. At last, she began to speak.
"You told me that if I had something more to say about Mr. Townsend, you would be glad to listen to it."
"Exactly, my dear,"
said the doctor, not turning around.
"I would like to see him again."
"To say goodbye?"
asked the doctor.
"No, father, not that. At least not forever."
"Have you written to him?"
"Yes, 4 times.
"You have not finished with him, then?"
"No,"
said Catherine.
"I have asked him to wait."
The doctor turned around slowly in his chair and looked at her with his cold eyes. She was afraid of his anger.
"You are a dear, faithful child,"
he said at last.
"Come here to your father."
And he got up, holding his hands toward her. The words were a surprise, and they gave her an exquisite joy. She went to him, and he put his arm around her tenderly and kissed her. After this, he said,
"Do you wish to make me very happy?"
"I would like to, but I am afraid I can't,"
Catherine answered.
"Do you want me to give him up?"
"Yes, I want you to give him up."
He continued holding her, looking into her face. She looked away, and there was a long silence.
"You are happier than I am, father,"
she said at last.
"I have no doubt that you are unhappy now, but it is better to be unhappy for 3 months than for many years."
"Yes, if that were true,"
said Catherine.
"It is true. I am sure of that. Remember, I know something about men, their vices, their selfishness, their falsities."
She moved away from him and said,
"He is not vicious. He is not false."
"Don't you trust my judgment?"
asked the doctor.
"What has he done? What do you know?"
"He has never done anything. He is selfish and lazy."
"Oh, father, don't say bad things about him,"
she exclaimed.
"No, that would be a great mistake. You may do what you choose,"
he added, turning away.
"I may see him again?"
"Just as you choose."
"Will you forgive me?"
"No."
"I only want to see him once, to tell him to wait."
"To wait for what?"
"To wait until you know him better, until you consent."
"I know him well enough, and I will never consent."
"But we can wait a long time,"
said poor Catherine, with humility.
"Of course you can wait until I die, if you like."
Catherine gave a cry of natural horror.
"Your engagement will have one delightful effect upon you. It will make you extremely impatient for my death. And just think how impatient he will be, too."
She turned away, feeling sick. Suddenly, however, she had an inspiration.
"If I don't marry before your death, I will not after,"
she said.
"Do you want to be impertinent?"
asked the doctor.
"Impertinent? Oh, father, what terrible things you say."
For some time, Catherine was silent. But finally, she said,
"I think that little by little, Morris might persuade you."
"I shall never speak to him again. I dislike him too much."
Catherine gave a long sigh, which she tried to cover. She had decided that it was wrong to make a show of her troubles and to influence her father with her emotions. Her desire was to bring about a gentle, gradual change in her father's opinion of Morris.
"There is one thing you can tell Mr. Townsend when you see him again. Tell him that if you marry without my consent, I won't leave you a penny of my money. That will interest him more than anything else you can tell him."
"That would be very right,"
answered Catherine.
In that case, I shouldn't receive any money from you.
She looked at her father, and her quiet eyes were filled with tears.
I think I will see him then,
she murmured timidly.
Exactly as you choose. But if you see him, you will be an ungrateful, cruel child. You will give your father the greatest pain of his life.
Tears ran down Catherine's face, and she moved towards her parent with a pitiful cry. He simply took her arm, led her to the door, and opened it for her. Then he closed the door gently but firmly behind her. The doctor walked around his study for a while, a bit irritated, but also amused. He said to himself,
I believe she will go on with it.
This idea appeared to have a comical side, and to offer some entertainment.